grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the Gospel for this Sunday, in the 7th chapter of St. Mark, the 34th and 35th and the 37th verses. And looking up to heaven, Jesus sighed and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, "He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." In the gospel we just heard, St. Mark's account of the healing of a man who was deaf and had an impediment in his speech, there's an unmistakable note of joy when Mark records the reaction of those who saw this miracle take place. Mark writes, "And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, 'He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak.'" Mark's story of this healing is very vivid. And the one word that grabs our attention is the Aramaic word, "Ephphatha," be opened. And in this word, we hear what Jesus actually said in his own language. And so this brings us very close to that healing so very long ago. "Ephphatha, be opened," Jesus says. His ears were open, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. In this healing, we see a fulfillment of the words of the prophet Isaiah, who, looking forward to the coming of the Savior, cried out with joy, "Say to those who are of an anxious heart, 'Be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute sing for joy. The meek shall obtain fresh joy in the Lord, and the poor among mankind will exult in the Holy One of Israel." Yes, there is an unmistakable note of joy in St. Mark's account of this miracle. But if you read the entire gospel according to St. Mark, you'll come to see that the Lord Jesus not only healed one man who was deaf and had an impediment in his speech, the Lord Jesus was in fact involved in an ongoing work of opening the ears and the eyes of his disciples to the mystery of who he in fact is, so that they could then proclaim him as the heaven-sent Savior from sin and death. For when we read Mark's gospel, we see how the disciples were so often deaf to the word of the Lord, and how Jesus gradually opens their ears. We see how they were blind to the mystery of who he is, but Jesus opens their eyes to recognize him as the Savior. You might say they were tongue-tied, but Jesus looses their tongues to proclaim him as the heaven-sent Savior and Lord. And when we read Mark's gospel, we see how this was a process that was both difficult and slow. And so it is with us as well. For though you and I may not be literally deaf or blind, in each one of us there's something that needs to be opened up, something that's closed. Perhaps we've closed ourselves to forgiveness of sins long ago committed, but still bitterly remembered. Or perhaps we refuse to forgive others. Perhaps we are still closed off to someone who has offended us. Or perhaps we are closed to the truth of God in all its beauty as we find it in His holy word. Or perhaps we're closed to some commandment of the Lord that we prefer to ignore. It isn't always easy to hear the voice of our Savior and Lord. There is so much disquiet in the world we live in. Perhaps even worse than that, there's a disquiet within ourselves which can so easily drown out the tender voice of our good shepherd and Savior. And so the word of Jesus spoken to the man who was deaf and had an impediment in his speech, "Ephatha, be opened," is also a word spoken to you and me. "Ephatha, be opened. Be open to the word of my love and forgiveness, no matter what your sin. Be open to my word which would release you from the bondage of sin and not leave you tied up in your sins. Be open to my word which daily calls you out of death into life. Be open to my word, which will call you to the life and joy everlasting when I come again in glory and cry out over the graves of all my sleeping children. Ephatha, be opened." Jesus dealt very personally with that poor deaf mute so long ago. He took him aside from the crowd. He put his fingers into the deaf man's ears, and he touched his tongue. Jesus continues to deal very personally with you and me through his holy sacraments, through the waters of baptism. He claimed you for his very own, and in this holy supper feeds you with his holy body and precious blood, that most certain seal and pledge of the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Yes, the healing of the deaf mute was indeed a miracle. But that miracle points to the miracle our Lord works in each one of us through his Holy Spirit. The miracle of opening our ears to the word of his astonishing love and loosing our lips to sing his praise. I love those words of John Wesley, who once said, the change wrought by the Holy Spirit in the heart is equivalent to all outward miracles, as implying the selfsame power which gave sight to the blind, feet to the lame, and life to the dead. The change wrought by the Holy Spirit in the heart is equivalent to all outward miracles, as implying the selfsame power which gave sight to the blind, feet to the lame, and life to the dead. He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. Thanks be to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.